Correction. A previous version of this article reported the date of the annual Christmas parade incorrectly. While the fireworks show is planned for Friday, December 2nd, the parade is scheduled for Saturday, December 3rd. We apologize for the error. Athabasca. The snow has yet to fly, but we all know it's coming, the season, and with it, the community's opportunity to support local businesses and entrepreneurs. The holiday season will soon be upon us, and the Athabasca District Chamber of Commerce is changing up the annual Moonlight Madness holiday promotion a bit this year, trying to spread the love over 3 weekends, starting this coming weekend November 4-5 with the Tis the Season Kickoff Christmas Market at the Athabasca Regional Multiplex. The event is open to all, and Athabasca businesses will have a chance to showcase their wares over those 2 days in the fieldhouse from 2 to 7 p.m. Friday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, offering local holiday shopping opportunities to residents looking to score some early Christmas merchandise. It is rumored a certain jolly, old elf may make an appearance as well at noon on Saturday as well. Admission to the market is by donations to Athabasca Santis Anonymous or the Food Bank. Contact Jen at athabascachamberofcommerce@gmail.com, or Tova at adccpresident@gmail.com to book a table. It's just a start though, as the town will light up the riverfront on November 19th, in the hopes of bringing shoppers to the downtown core. Expect light displays, fire pits and activities for the kids, as well as decorating contests. Then on December 3rd, from 4 to 6 p.m., the big event takes place with the annual Christmas parade, once again, drawing a crowd downtown in the hopes of helping out local businesses, who have been battered repeatedly over the last 2 holiday seasons. Those are some big changes to the annual holiday frenzy, but the biggest one may be the lack of a scheduled fireworks display, as is the tradition. When Chamber Director Rick Baksha told Athabasca Town Council about the Chamber's plans in September, he said they were focusing funds on businesses this year. That didn't sit all that well with a lot of people, and now a fundraising campaign to light up the sky on December 2nd is currently underway. Dallas Martin, owner at A Little Bit of Everything, has taken it upon herself to fundraise for a fireworks display, hoping to raise $5,000 in her store to make sure the yearly show goes on. She has the Athabasca Fire Department on board, should the funds come through. As a long-term resident of Athabasca and a small business owner in town, I was very saddened to learn about the new changes to our spectacular Moonlight Madness fireworks show, reads a note in her store. I am asking our local businesses for any donations that we could use to cover that cost. It is always such an amazing night for our families, and we want to still have that this year. See Zwick at athabasca.greatwest.ca.